Welcome to Dancin' Moon Songcast. I'm Scott Simpson, casting from Dancin' Moon Studio in Spearfish Canyon on the north end of the Black Hills of South Dakota, right on the banks of the Spearfish Creek. If you'd like to follow along, you can download a free PDF of my lyric book from scottsimpsonmusic.com/lyrics. And of course, you can find links to all my music there as well. So let's get casting and find out what song we're going to talk about this time. This episode, we're going to take a listen to Kick It from 2011's No Standing album. So we'll give a listen to Kick It, and then on the other side, we'll talk a little bit about it. I just had so much fun with that little bluegrass riff there. It felt like a party. I just had to bring it back in there at the end. A lot of fun with this one. This whole album, No Standing, started with a challenge from a good friend of mine, Ryan Phillips, who that year, 2011, was beginning the Black Hills 100, which is an ultra marathon, 100 mile or 50 mile, but either one, ultra marathon here in the Black Hills, which has since become just a huge success. People from around the globe coming, but he challenged me to, he said, I'd love to have a soundtrack for this, you know, stuff that people might put in their headphones while they're out running. Well, you know, for me, I love the hills. I go hiking all the time. I am not a runner. I have trauma embedded from my middle school days of being in track, which was the last time I ever even vaguely considered myself a runner. Love to hike, love getting out on the trails. So in my mind, I just kind of put myself in that place, thinking about what would I like to have in my headphones, energizing me as I move through. And then I sat down and talked with Ryan about various things connected with the race, just so that I might, you know, have a few things that that would connect with that community. And this particular song has an interesting genesis, because Ryan told me about this idea, this thing that happens when you're running and you've been running for a long time, and maybe, I don't know, you're 50, 60, 70 miles into this crazy ultra marathon, and you feel like you're just completely depleted, and then someone comes up and they're approaching you, and they're gaining on you, and suddenly somewhere from the depth of your guts or from the inside of your soul, you find the energy to kick it. And he described it as kick it, and it's when you just punch it in, and you find it, and you don't know even where it's coming from, but you put on that burst of speed, you get out ahead of that person, and you stay out in your lead. And anyway, so he was telling me about that, so I thought, well, I need to have a song called Kick It, but I didn't know exactly what that would be, and I didn't know, a lot of these songs were just instrumental, high energy, but just instrumental. But then I had this other song that I'd been working on, and it was high energy, and it had all these yeah yeahs in it, and it was had some good. I really liked the sound. I had written a whole set of lyrics for it that were just not working. The only thing that was really working about it was the first line, which was, I was born, but everything else about it was just not really working, other than the yeah yeahs. The yeah yeahs were already there. So I thought, okay, let's scrap what was already there. And I'm not even going to talk about what the song used to be. It wasn't working anyway. But I said, let's just scrap that and let's write Kick It. So I had the music for this song, for Kick It, was already there, except it was entirely electric guitar. It didn't really have the kind of pure bluegrass break in the verses. And so that's something I discovered as I was going along. I stripped out everything electric in those verses and then added a little bit of additional, you know, we've got banjo, we've got mandolin, we've got the acoustic guitar, we've got the harmonica, we've got some great stuff going on in there. And so just really heightened that contrast back and forth. And so that really kind of, I think, helped the song a lot. Made it a kind of a pretty solid country song, high energy country kind of song, which is not typically what I do, but it was a lot of fun. And I do like that bluegrass sound. So anyway, we'll take a look at what's going on here, because I did bring in some personal stuff as I was trying to think, what does kick it mean to me? Because it sounded to me like it was digging deep into a reservoir, and a stubbornness. So that's where that stubborn word came in. I was born with a stubbornness inside. If you close that door, I'm going to kick it open. Kick it open wide. Yeah. And so this is really about that stubbornness, that when someone says, no, I don't think you can do that. You don't get to do that. No, here's the boundary. When you say no, you thought that was a boundary, but it's not. And so that's, I think, kind of the nature of kick it. So we get into the first verse, and what I did draw on was an experience I've written about more extensively elsewhere, probably in a song that I'll share at some point in some episode down the road. But it was an early elementary experience, which was not unlike a few other experiences in school that I had. I am an educator. I became a teacher, but I tell people I became a teacher not because I was so inspired by so many wonderful teachers that I had, but really because I was inspired by that I could. I think we can do a better job of this. I did have some not so great teachers. Well, this is inspired by one of those. Back in first grade, old Mrs. Nielsen, and her name wasn't Nielsen, by the way, pulled me close, said, "How does it feel, son, to be taking up space and time? Because you're wasting yours and you're wasting mine." And that's my early elementary school years felt like that. It felt like a teacher saying, "Hey, you're a big waste of time. Why don't you get with it?" Which just wasn't really inspiring to me, although it did inspire me to occasionally rebel. So I learned what I should not do, what I could not do, what I would not do. And I learned that whatever they said, I'd rather be dead than keep it in my head. You know, sometimes, and I've known students like this, you know, if the teacher says this is the way it needs to be done, then that's exactly the way it's not going to be done. And I my personality, that's kind of the way it was. If I got too much help from a teacher, then I couldn't use that anymore. It had to be mine. I had this strong sense of autonomy. It's got to be me doing this. And if you're telling me what I have to do, then I can't do it that way. They said, "Here is the line." I was already somewhere else doing something else and calling it mine. They said, "You need a ticket." I said, "Then stand aside. It'll open wide because I'm going to kick it." Yeah. So, you know, what I learned most in school was that I had to be my own person. You get into some painful situations when you go against the grain, when you break the rules, when you step outside the box. And I never did step outside the box in horribly dangerous ways, but I was always operating somewhat outside the box. And being in the box just really didn't work for me. So then we get to the next verse. "Too many people these days walking around in a pitiful haze, everybody full of doubt. They can't get out, too afraid to shout." People wandering around saying, "Oh my gosh, what am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to, someone give me my directions. Someone tell me, what is it?" Looking to everyone else for direction and never listening to your own inner self. You never know what the boundaries are till you see how far you can push that bar. You'll find yourself defined by the corporate mind and the bottom line. They say, "Stay in your place." I say, "I'm moving on. I'll see you there at the end of this race. They say, you don't get a picket. I say, then set her up straight and make it look great because I'm going to kick it. I was born with a stubbornness inside. If you close that door, I'm going to kick it open. Kick it open wide. Yeah, yeah. So, you know, the bottom line with this is saying, you know, if I give in, then I'm just part of that corporate mind. I'm just toeing the line. I'm just not myself, part of the collective. And so this is really a song, I think, about rebellion, about finding that energy to be yourself, about digging deep and saying, here we go. I know this is not what I'm supposed to do, but it is what I'm going to do. And stepping out and having that gumption to kick it in. And I think that probably connects with what Ryan was telling me about the race, being able to find that. And to just kick it in when it was needed. And so the song ends, of course, with a refrain again, I was born, but instead of saying what we're used to hearing, we get a change. I was born, but not yesterday, which goes along with that stubbornness. You're not going to fool me. I wasn't born yesterday. So once again, this is a fun song, high energy song, one that I felt like people could run or hike to, keep their energy. If they're getting tired, it'll help them kick it into gear and move forward. A whole lot of fun making this song because I was really experimenting both with layering the electric guitars on for an alternative rock kind of sound. In parts of it, and then just going pure bluegrass in other parts of it, and just really having a good time and enjoying the back and forth dynamic of those two styles. So, Kick It from No Standing from 2011. And the entire album is one that's really, it's billed as trail tunes. They're high energy, a lot of instrumental, and then a few songs that are designed to put in your headphones while you're out there on the trail. And Kick It was a great fun one to do. So thanks for joining me again for a few minutes here with Dancin' Moon Songcast. You can find all of my music, all of my albums, for streaming or for purchase at scottsimpsonmusic.com. And every Friday, we'll come out with a new episode of Dancin' Moon Songcast. Please join us again. Be well.